She's long, she's tall, and I hope she likes that description. Maybe she doesn't. I gotta find out pretty soon. Would you welcome, please, on our very stage, long, tall, Marcia Ball, joining us. On the road again with Marcia Ball.
Thank you. Woo, all right.
Did the lozenge help a little bit? Did lozenge help?
Oh, a ton, yeah. It's lodged right here.
And she was working last night. I saw her down at the Fête de Marquette, right down there, right here in Madison. Fabulous, fabulous show. Wonderful night.
Goes on today?
Goes on and keep it goes on. And you're headed, where are you headed from here?
Milwaukee. Going to Shank Hall.
Shank Hall.
Yeah.
Take it by the Shank down there. Yes.
We're following in the footsteps of Spinal Tarp.
Spinal Tarp, right.
Yeah.
And this is your nonstop tour.
Of life.
Of life. keep moving. Keep moving is the idea.
Momentum is the thing.
And the long, tall thing, before I ever call you that again.
Well, it's a good thing, because once you've said it once, you can never say my name without saying it. Have you noticed?
I noticed that. Yeah. Everyone feels obliged to do it, but do you even like it?
I don't mind. Look at me.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do a little something for us here?
I sure can. Yeah. You mean play music?
Music or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
This morning, saw the sun was shining in my door. I opened up my eyes and saw I did not have to worry anymore. I'm gonna let a little secret slip. It's not the destination, it's the trip. It's the moss you gather while you roll. So you know. Stop, look, and listen. The message that you're getting is clear. You can't wait for Christmas. It's Christmas every day of the year. So count your blessings one by one and welcome every rising sun. 'Cause pretty soon your race is run. Don't you know, that's how it goes. Oh, yeah. I help you and you help me. That's the way the world should be. Tit for tat, give and take. Just be good for goodness sake. Pick you up if you should fall. It works both ways if it works at all. Hold in your heart the people you love. Always thank the powers above. Everyone deserves a share, so keep your promise fair.
Thank you, Kurt.
You didn't want to leave it around.
That's some good advice. Delbert McClinton one time, a young guitar player, said, "Well, you have any advice for somebody starting out in the music business?" He said, "Yeah, never leave your wallet backstage."
And that's still true, isn't it? How is Delbert?
He's good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going on his cruise.
He's still doing his
January. You should know about that from here.
Yeah.
Week in the Caribbean on a boat with a boatload of musicians.
Musicians and fans.
And fans.
Yes.
Family reunion time.
Does that bother you at all? Because they tried to get me to go on this cruise one time with, what do you know, fans, when we still had them, I mean. And we're going to go up the coast to Alaska. But being trapped on a boat with people who say, so how'd you first think of what do you know? You know,
yeah,
I mean, like 12 days of that.
Yeah, 100 times a day.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, for one thing, if you can't take that, I know people.
Yeah.
Performers who have done it one time,
yeah.
And that was it. They just never went back.
Last cruise.
But I don't mind. I mean, I have to remind myself at the end when I get to the airport and get off the boat that I don't have to smile at everybody I see.
I know. But you
know, those people over there, they don't know me.
You are so
I don't have to go.
I know. But you're so good to your audience. Partly because you sit sideways on there, so you can look at them.
So I can look at them, yeah.
That's part of it.
And then they have to wonder whether my shoe's going to come off and bean them.
No, yeah. It's probably happened, hasn't it? Never fly off? Never? In all these years? It's the song you sang about your grandfather, or someone's grandfather, being a fisherman also.
Yeah.
Is that your story?
Yeah,
family story?
It's pretty true.
Because I'm trying to get the backstory. I realize I don't really know sort of what made Marsha Ball, where it came from, and all that.
Well, it is true. I mean, yes, my granddaddy was a fisherman. My daddy and mama were fishermen.
Yeah.
They fished and danced their entire married life.
Fished and danced.
Uh-huh. 52 years of married life until daddy died.
Mm-hmm.
She still loves to fish. I can still get that little glow.
Yeah, and she's from Thibodeau, is that how that...
She grew up down near Thibodeau in Labadieville, Louisiana, and in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And Daddy grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, and over where I grew up in Vinton, Louisiana.
In Vinton,
Actually,
I did.
So it's accurate. They were fishermen. We're Cajun. It was kind of inspired by the old license plate and the whatever the nickname of Louisiana was, Sportsman's Paradise, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And it was a paradise.
Yeah, yeah. And were you part of that? When the sportsmen came down, were you?
Well, I mean, I fished. I didn't hunt.
So there was dancing, so there must have been music. And where did the music come from in the Ball family?
Of course, my grandmother. Yeah. And actually, my great-grandfather was a composer and a musician. He was Belgian, and he came to Louisiana, and he settled in Brobridge, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He founded the town band there. He was the editor of the newspaper, the publisher of the newspaper there, and in Lafayette. So his daughter, my grandmother...
What was his name?
It was Henry Henri Vandercruzen.
Whoa, okay.
Vandercruzen, and he married a Broussard, which is a real...
Vandercruzen married a Broussard.
Uh-huh.
They didn't hyphenate in those days. That was a good name.
Wow, what a name. So then one of their daughters is my grandmother. She played piano. Her daughter, my aunt Meredith, played piano. I was just next in line.
Yeah.
And they just put me... I have a friend, Ponty Bone, who's an accordion player. He said by the time he could say he didn't want to, he already could.
That's a title.
That's right.
That's a title.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. But did you have, like, lessons in? Did you take lessons?
Took lessons when I was a kid, you know, kiddie classical.
Yeah. Kiddie classical?
Kiddie classicals. And quit when I was 14 to, you know, drive cars, play sports, chase boys.
Yeah.
And then I came of age at that perfect time and in a perfect place. You ask where I come from.
Yeah.
South Louisiana, especially my little corner of southwest Louisiana on the state line, I say this in my shows, but all the clubs were on the Louisiana side.
Right.
You know, and you could always get a drink easier on the Louisiana side. And there were all these nightclubs and all this great music. Now, on the Texas side, Johnny and Edgar Winter and Janis Joplin are growing up right across the river, and the Big Bopper was there, and George Jones was from there, and everybody was from there. But to play, and what I say, introducing one of my songs, which is called Down the Road, on Saturday night, all the Baptists from Texas come over to Louisiana and act like Catholics. So that's how I grew up with that. And then also in the heyday of the best New Orleans music, you know, Fats Domino's heyday and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and all that's going on, plus Stax in Memphis and Motown is all hot. So it's just perfect.
Did you take off for New Orleans at a certain point?
I took off for LSU. I went to Baton Rouge. Yeah. And I was always going back and forth to New Orleans because I had a grandmother there.
Oh.
So I saw some of those people when I was a kid. When I was 13, I saw Irma Thomas.
Yeah, how cool. Yeah.
So it was a great time and place.
It was Gate Mouth Brown from your town, wasn't it?
Gate Mouth is from Vinton, Louisiana. He was born in Vinton and raised in Orange, Texas. And I was born in Orange and raised in Vinton.
So you're the inverse
yes.
of Gate Mouth Brown.
Yes. We were good
you're
friends,
Brown,
though.
You're Brown Gate Mouth.
And his brother Gatmouth.
That is so cool. So I know a little bit about you.
Yeah.
I feel good because we never and actually I've seen you, had you on the show a few times and been to all your show. My favorite at the time in Pensacola we saw you down there.
Right.
That was a fabulous show. You walked. It was $5 to get in. It was a Pensacola music festival, whatever.
Right on the beach.
$5. You walk in there. Willie Nelson is singing to a couple thousand people right in front of you. Keep on going. Bobby Blue Bland is down there playing with his band, and then Marsha Ball is down there. And didn't you sat in with Bobby Blue Bland, or he sat in with you, or one?
I think they went broke that year.
Did they? Wow! Oh, it was like the best thing I've ever been to.
Most fabulous festival.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Can you do another one for us? I know you've got to get back on that road again.
Oh yeah, I got to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee. That's not that far. You can squeeze this in.
Up or down? What do you think?
Up or down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should I do that song?
Sure. That's a good one. Yes, I love it.
My granddaddy was a fisherman. Lived on the water more than the land. He could tell the seasons by the turn of the tide. Well, I grew up right by his side. He was a proud Cajun and he worked real hard. The Chaffalai Basin was his front yard. And I can hear him saying with a tear in his eye, this used to be paradise. This used to be paradise. Brown pelicans in Sangale, big salty oysters and alligators. So many fish, they would jump in your boat. Throw in line, that's all she wrote. We had a little house on high ground, cypress trees all around, good living, peace and quiet. This used to be paradise. This used to be paradise. The oil man came. He gave us jobs and everything changed. We still run our boats and we drag our nets, but every day we get less and less and less. I guess you can't stop the way time goes by. And I can't think of any reason why they had to come and take our way of life. Now we don't know if we can even survive. They took the very land our house was on, and the shrimp and the pelicans, they just hanging on. It's a damn shame to make an old man cry.
this used to be paradise. 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 My granddaddy was a fisherman.
Thank you very much.
Marcia Ball.